Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast. I'm Lee Cruz, along with Haley Harmon.
That's right. What's up, guys? Thanks so much for listening this week or watching on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel. The video version is up there. I hope you're having a great day.
Yeah. So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm a little worn out. I walk to work, and you have to be ever vigilant when you've got a companion next to you who will dart out in traffic if given the opportunity, or she did a lot of parkour on the way. Hardcore parkour is what she likes to do.
Who are we talking about?
This woman named Butter that is laying next to me.
I hope someone at home thinks you were talking about your girlfriend, and they're like, why does she want to jump off the sidewalk?
Yeah, so anything that's around 4 feet or so, she can manage that. So she jumps up, and then now I'm walking a flying dog, it feels like.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen that painting. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Made you 45 minutes late.
Not really.
Okay, 40.
I've been here for 12 minutes.
And how do you know you? 45 minutes. Wait.
I've been here longer than that.
How do you know you've been here 12 minutes?
Oh, I know time. I've been around.
I've seen a clock. Well, either fine. You were 35 minutes late.
I was about 30.
We have
30.
A very tight schedule. So that's okay?
No, but our schedule had changed. We made these plans because we have a tight out.
But Lee, we have a tight out today, and we made a plan yesterday to all be here at 9 this morning, and that was the plan when we all left yesterday. So we all got here at 9.
Yeah.
Waiting on you.
Then I had some issues.
No, you just chose to get here late, and
I didn't choose to be here this late.
You walked to work with your dog. You don't think you could have driven?
Well, I thought I would have got here by, maybe 15 minutes late.
I knew it was 15 minutes late. But he always is.
But then things changed.
What changed?
On the walk. Well, one, I had to slow my pace to a crawl because I've never seen so many other dogs.
Mm.
And there was a man in front of us with a dog. Mm-hmm. And she was just losing her mind to go be with this person.
Yes. It is a trend we've all discussed and noticed. Since you've had Butter, no matter what time we all agree to be at work, you're never there when we all agree to be there. Mm-hmm. And it's really since you had Butter, I think she's your now constant excuse to be late. You're the old Haley. You're the new Haley, where I used to be late all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not anymore. Mm-hmm. You've taken over that role. And honestly, I appreciate it.
Somebody had to do it.
Exactly. It left a gaping hole in our scheduling system. And maybe that's why it annoys me so much. Because I'm like, if I can get here on time, anybody can.
Well, we were up early and moving about.
Then why weren't you here?
Well, because then...
What time did you leave your... How long does the walk take you?
It's about a 45-minute walk.
And what time did you leave your house?
Probably about 8:37.
So you knew you were already going to be late at time.
Like I said, 5 or 10 minutes, and I thought, well, that I can live with that because I get my steps in.
Oh, good. It's about you.
Well, oh, my God. You are the queen of it's about me.
I never say it's about you.
No, I know you don't.
Either way, just own that you were late.
I told you I was late.
We all know it.
I'm not trying to deny being late.
We're ready for you to apologize. Me, Kelly, and New are going to line up, and we want you to bow in front of us and say... My sincerest.
Okay.
Kelly worked so hard to get here. I got here right after her. Her dome light was on in her car. Her car might as well have been running. She was in such a commitment and a rush.
What do you mean her dome light?
She had accidentally left her light on in her car.
So did she need a jump?
No, because I immediately told her. So she went out and turned it off. But I was just like, I like to imagine Kelly because she's incredibly punctual. Like Kelly is on the nose, the most organized person in her office.
Yes.
And so I like to imagine I would have been... Not shocked if her car was running, the door was open. She's like, I gotta get in there at 9.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're walking a flying dog.
It was.
Why don't we tell everybody what you did with your car the other day?
What'd I do?
Speaking of leaving it running.
Oh, yeah, I left it running. It's not the only time I've done that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was preoccupied with a phone call. I get out of the vehicle. We go have lunch. The entire staff, I come back in my car.
It was kind of a long, leisurely Friday lunch.
Yeah.
It was probably an hour and a half running in the parking garage.
It wasn't just the keys were in it. The keys were not. But it was left running.
But with those push-button start,
right.
Someone could get in. They could not restart it.
Correct.
They just run it till the gas runs out.
Right.
Which in your case, usually there's not much.
I don't know. Maybe I think I just filled it up.
Oh, good. I love the feeling of just filling my car.
I left my, at the time, I think I had an SUV. I left it running downtown right in front of the arena. I went in to do a live shot. You know, I was running late.
What?
And I.
You're telling me this has happened two times?
And then I'm walking out right there at the park, and I'm walking to my vehicle. And I was lucky that I got that spot. I'm thinking, wow, I can't believe I got this spot.
Yeah.
And I'm searching for my keys. I'm like, where's my keys? Oh, don't tell me I've locked it in there. Not only, these were before the push start. Keys were in it, and it was running.
Unlocked, obviously.
Well, yeah. Ready to go. Who needs a vehicle? Moron.
I remember once years ago, I locked my keys in my car. Not running, but locked in outside the grocery store after I'd loaded my groceries in the car.
Mm.
So I had to call AAA. Like, I was nowhere near anybody. Nobody else had a key. So I had to call.
And you had perishable items in there?
Yes. So I was like, can y'all let me in my car instead? I've got milk in there. And they came and everything was fine. But
I told you the legendary story of my dad and my brother, right?
I don't know.
They, back in the old days when Aaron was still in high school, they drove to Lee County. And it was a 45-minute. They lived in Winchester. Would drive all the way there.
Okay, 45-minute
drive to school every day.
Okay.
On the way home, there was a lady and her daughters pulled over, and dad, being the good Samaritan.
Oh, wait, I have heard this, but I want to hear it again.
Pulls over to help them because they've got a flat tire. So Jesus. Dad gets out.
This is on the way to
this
school.
Is a teaching moment for Aaron, too, of course.
The good Samaritan.
And he gets out and gets to his trunk where he's got his tools and changes the tire. And Aaron and dad wave to the ladies as they drive off. We've done a good thing here.
We have.
Dad has locked himself out of his own car. And now they are stuck on the side of the road.
What do they say? No good deed goes unpunished.
But the trunk was open, so they tore themselves a new one.
I think there's a better way to say that.
Getting through the back seat.
So it wasn't like a back seat that falls out?
No, they had just to do something.
They'd rather destroy the car than call AAA?
There was no one helping them. No one wants to help two strange men.
That's actually true.
Yes, but they will help a lady. Did I ever tell you the time?
So how long were they there?
Hours.
Hours?
Yeah, it was a hard job.
That people just passed by and thought, well, Pastor Cruz is ministering on the side of the road. Let him do it.
Might as well, you know, try to get into a bank vault.
Sure.
Did I tell you the time, though, that I'm coming back from school with Maysville on the way to Carlisle? Another,
I can't keep up with your schooling
45-minute drive.
Why was the commute so long? You went to so many different schools, and each one you're like, my only requirement is it needs to be far away.
You're never a prophet in your hometown.
That's right.
So my buddy Neil goes, hey, you wouldn't mind staying close to me because my car is acting funny. I don't know if I can make it home. I said, I gotcha. So we drive.
My dad taught me all about this.
Yes. So I'm following Neil, and I see him roll the window down. And he's making some weird motion. He pulls over in the emergency lane. This is on 68.
The details don't matter.
And, well, if anybody's been, you know, the hills you got, the hills.
Okay.
And we pull over. And he's like, man, this ain't going to make it. You're going to have to take me home, and I'll get dad to come back and do whatever. You mm-hmm, know. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, well, hop in. So we take off.
Oh, no.
We go down one hill. And I realize I'm out of gas. And Neil's like, what are you doing? He goes, you're not going to believe this, but I'm out of gas. He's like, oh, you got to be kidding me. We're out of gas.
What are the odds? You're just like your father.
So we finally make it up on the crest of another hill. And
coasting.
Now, yeah. And then we have to get out and walk to a gas station, which is about a mile. We have abandoned cars all over Highway 68.
It looks like I Am Legend on that road.
Yeah, we had two guys have left two different cars.
Oh, my gosh. That's hysterical. So then what happened? Finally, you get back to
your
car.
We got gas. Yeah, and then I think we took him home. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And did you tell your dad?
I don't know if I did. I don't think he would just be disappointed.
I don't think he has room to be disappointed.
Well, that's true. He does.
He who locks his keys in his car after helping another cannot spite the next.
My dad, the pastor, you know, we come from a divorced family, and I was staying at my grandparents at the time, and Dad and Aaron came to pick me up. And my grandparents have a driveway that's on a hill, essentially. It's a paved driveway, but, you know, and Dad and Aaron park, and I hear them coming in, and Aaron's raiding the refrigerator, and Dad's, you know. And,
I found this.
Oh, yeah.
I'm holding butter. Butter. She was over here pawing at my leg very sweetly, so I thought I'll let her up. Anyway.
And they're milling about, and I think maybe got Dad something, too. My grandparents are not home. It's just they come to get me. And my dad went and looked out the kitchen window, and I hear him say, "Oh, shit, Aaron, come on."
The pastor cursed? Oh, no.
He did not put the car in park. It rolled down the hill and up across the road. If somebody was coming, they would have killed him. Rolled across the road and up another hill. That is a farm area. And we had to go get my grandfather's tractor to get it out of there and hook it up and pull it.
I don't think the three of you should be allowed to drive.
But he looked out the window.
This is too many cars.
I mean, it was just a relaxed atmosphere. It was a summer afternoon.
And you're like, we're going to have a little snack before the grandparents get home.
Right, then we're going to go.
Oh, shit, Aaron. Come on. So Aaron was driving?
No.
Then why was it Aaron's job?
Well, because Aaron's much more, you know, I'm a showbiz dude. I'm a showbiz guy. Aaron is the blue collar guy.
But your dad was driving. So
yes,
is it a two-person
job? He just knew Aaron was the guy to go help. I'm not.
Oh, I thought he was placing blame on Aaron. He was saying, shit, Aaron, come on. We gotta go.
We're not going to get your fancy thespian brother over there. Right. What's he going to do? Perform? No, you and I want to do this.
Well, we got a minute.
Yeah.
Have you heard the one about?
Right. No.
Gosh, that happened to a guy, Blake McDonald. Hello, dear. A guy I went to high school with. He had a brand new Dodge four-door truck, like one of those. I don't know if it's called a King Cab on all kinds, if that's just Ford or whatever. I don't know. But he had a brand new that all of us were like, oh, my gosh, what do your parents do? You know, it's that realization when you're in high school where you see the kids that have really nice cars and the rest of us that had okay cars or no car at all. He got this brand new truck, and I guess all the guys had gotten together at one of the guys' house, and he had parked it on a hill and either hadn't put the parking brake on or just simply didn't put it in park, and it rolled down a hill, and what stopped it was a live oak.
It smashed.
I mean, the most beautiful truck, about the color of your sweatshirt, kind of a nice blue, an Aegean blue maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that became a big joke in class. We'd be like, we'll get Blake to park our cars, I guess.
Yeah.
Another guy in our school, Michael, he backed into, you know, those big light poles that have the big concrete base in the middle of a parking lot. It'll be like a big concrete square that then the big light is sticking out of to kind of light the parking lot. Mm-hmm. He backed into that. Like you couldn't see it. We were like, well, was it lit well? It's a huge light.
Well, that time I hit a school bus and it was the only vehicle in the parking lot, in a huge parking lot. I was backing up. I parked sort of next to it. I wanted to say hi to the cheerleaders
and you know
my
what,
girlfriend.
They thank you.
And then I was just backing up, got the tunes, you know, got to set the mood.
What was the song?
I don't know. Probably, you know.
Something.
What's the, if you leave, don't leave now.
Oh.
Please don't. You know,
and you're like.
One of those deals.
What's up, ladies?
You know, late 80s. And then I'm backing out. And I, you know, I'm just thinking about my hair's good.
Looking good for looking your good. Girlfriend. Was this Heather?
Yeah.
I've heard the high school Heather. Okay, you were with Heather?
Heather was there and all her friends, yes.
You're like.
And I'm backing up and then boom. I mean, a very loud. Took out my entire front quarter panel and I see Dad.
Thought you backed in.
No, I was turning and I clip it on the front. I don't even see the bus. Because all I see is
sweet
reproduction.
All I see is the mother of my children.
But then as soon as that loud crash and sudden stop, now I see my dad, who's the assistant.
Oh, shit, Aaron, come on.
Football coach, and he's, why? That's all he said. He was so mad. Why?
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 Oh.
Why? What are you doing?
You're like, Dad, I'm thinking about your future grandchildren. Yeah. Forgive me.
My dad, you know, is like, I paid $800 cash for that car.
Oh.
And you go and ruin it.
Was it fixable?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean. Yeah.
I hit another girl's car in the parking lot in high school. Mm. Pulling in, I was running late, and it was the only spot left, and I went to pull in real quick, and the front left side, the driver's side fender or whatever, I just scraped the side of her car.
Yeah.
And I went right into class, and I was like, hey, Caitlin, we'll need to discuss this later, but I hit your car on the way in. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, I've got insurance. We'll take care of it.
Right.
She took the news well. She was like, okay. Oh, God. Okay. And I was like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. Sent her picture. It was just like, hers was dented a little, and the paint was, my car was red, hers was white, and you could see the paint.
Right.
She took it great and was like, okay, sounds good. So we exchanged everything. My dad didn't take it as well.
I bet.
Especially when the premium went up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a school bus, so I didn't feel that bad.
Well, it's not just that it was a school bus. It was the only vehicle there.
In the whole parking lot.
Yeah, in a massive school parking
and
lot.
And what do you think went through Heather's mind?
That's my guy.
With this guy. I got to get this guy.
That's my guy.
Together with me.
Yeah.
That's my. She turned to all the girls and said, ladies.
You know, I was almost ran over this Christmas. It was the closest I've come to being hit in a very long time. I mean, by inches. An
what?
Old lady backing out of a parking space in a hurry. Like, in a real hurry. Like, doing Karen Reed speed, you know? Anyway, she was coming
fast. So this is a lie, is what you're saying?
Yeah. And the only reason I tell this story is I am so proud.
Of the way I tell it.
Of my athletic prowess to avoid getting killed.
Okay, so you're at the mall. It's Christmas time. She's
it's all instinctual. You know, I'm just adrenaline just made me jump and
the
twist.
The human mind wants to stay alive.
Yeah, I did a jump and twist and looked at her like.
Did she see you?
No.
Never saw you. Didn't even say, oh.
And almost hit the car behind me. I think she just accidentally hit the accelerator too fast. You know how old people run into buildings all the time?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I think that's almost happened. She had to slam the brakes from hitting the car behind her. That she was backing out. But I just laughed. Other people saw it, and they're looking at me like, you almost died.
They looked at you and thought, that's my man.
Yeah.
That's okay, so she was backing out and kind of gunned it.
Mm-hmm. But I had a pep in my step because I think I still got it. I got cat-like quickness.
Is that, I really need to envision. I kind of lost. She was backing out of a spot.
Yes.
Okay.
And I was oblivious. I was looking at my phone, probably checking out Instagram reels.
Well, you got to stay.
But I see sudden movement in my periphery just below me, and I launched myself into a U.S. gymnastics twist.
Yes, yes, yes.
Where I had to avoid the contact and move.
So you did make an athletic. Now, did it hurt you?
No, I felt adrenaline. I felt alive.
You honestly said, let's run it back. Do it again. I think I can do it better.
No, I would have got killed if I had known it was coming. I don't think I'd have got killed, but she would have hit me, and I would have been thrown through the air.
How would you feel if that's how you went?
If I died that way?
If an old lady backed into you very quickly in a mall parking lot at
Christmas. I deserve worse.
I agree. Yeah. I think that's too easy for you. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I've never nearly been hit, thank God. Knock on acrylic.
I remember the
fleece
fear.
Dog Butter is now part of me.
Well, she's
she is laid on my lap, asleep, curled up like a little like this.
She is asleep.
My parents had or have. They have because my dad's a retired veterinarian, so they had lots of like stonework of animals and stuff like outside the clinic, like lots of pretty decorative gardening stuff and inside, you know, door stoppers that were little stone dogs. And I believe they have one that's like of a little puppy sleeping.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and it's curled. It looks just like
that's
this.
That's how she does it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Curls up into a little ball.
Mm-hmm. I regret to inform you she's mine now.
Mm. You don't like it when I refer to her bowel movements as the poopy doops.
No, because I am an adult human and you can just say poops to me. If you want to say that to her, that's
fine. What I do say.
But you say it to me.
We walk outside and I go, do you need to go to the poopy doops?
And I say, stop asking
and
me
the
that.
Doopy poops.
That's fine. But when you go, oh, she poopy doopy to me. And I'm like, just say she pooped.
Why can't I say poopy doops?
You can't. Look.
See? She's like, I've already done that. She's looking right at me now.
She's a little angel girl.
Anyway.
Look, she's awake. Well, Mother's Day is this weekend. Don't forget, Sunday.
I'm actually going to see my mother. I haven't seen her in a while. She's coming up from Florida for a tour.
Now, what do you have planned for her?
It's an official state visit.
Wait, for a tour? She's on an official state visit. Yeah. What do you have planned for her for Mother's Day?
She wants to go to some honky-tonk.
Okay. Are you going to bring her, like, flowers, maybe a gift?
I guess I could get her flowers.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could do anything, really. Or nothing.
She's got to get back on a plane and fly. What are you going to do with the flowers, though?
Oh.
Why don't I just take her to dinner or something?
That's nice. Yeah, take her to dinner. That's what I'm doing for Butter. Take her to dinner. We're doing a shoot soon that's Butter-centric. We're making homemade dog food on the show, Lee and I are.
Mm-hmm. Today, I adorned her. She had
with a new strand of pearls.
every morning she wakes up. No, I'm not joking. She first thing she does is look at herself. She stares at herself in the mirror. Soon as she arises,
another gorgeous day for
me. She'll stretch. Do a stretch, and then she goes over and stands in the mirror and looks at herself. And I'm like, you are the most narcissistic, vain little person.
She's like, just as I thought, still gorgeous.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm here again.
Maybe that's it. She looks in the mirror and says,
I'm so sleepy. I need to videotape that.
So I was going to say, I really need you to video it.
That's what she does.
My dogs, they don't really care about themselves in the mirror. Like they did when they were puppies, kind of like the mystery of it all. And now
hers is increasing. I think at first she
thought. Her beauty and her appreciation of her own beauty.
Yeah, her self-image is, she's grown narcissistic because at first she thought it was another dog.
Yeah.
So she would bark and all that. And now she just stares at herself and she'll do stretches and look.
You've got a video of this. It's hilarious. But anyway, so don't forget it is Mother's Day. I'm not going to get to see my mom this Mother's Day. They have some stuff going on and just some conflicts of scheduling. So anyway, so I'm not going to get to see them this weekend, but I'm going to send my mom a gift. So.
What are you going to send her?
Oh, I don't want to say.
She doesn't listen to this.
I'm sending her. I'm actually, you're going to take her to dinner.
Really?
Yeah. No, I wish I could see her. But yeah, she and my dad are dog sitting my brother and his wife's dogs because they're on vacation. And so they have four dogs in the house right now. And my mom was actually going to go visit her mother for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. But then she goes, Haley, they're two little extra wiener dogs, but it seems just simply too much for your father to take care of while I'm gone. Yeah. So my grandmother's now going to come there, and they're in Tennessee. And I was just there a few weeks ago. And so I'm not kidding. But for some reason, driving trips right now really exhaust me now that I'm pregnant. Like me having to drive. Like I drove home to Tennessee a few weeks ago to visit my family, and it was great, but driving made me really tired, like a long drive. So, I'm just not able to do it this weekend, but yeah, I need to send her a little something, something.
Yeah.
Does Butter travel well?
She does okay. Once she realizes, oh, this is a long haul, then she lays down, sleeps.
She pulls out her pocket mirror and looks at herself. Oh, she's going to crest the desk. Okay. Well, we're having not a cold snap, but chillier weather than been having. Like you and I both have on sweatshirts. It feels like fall.
Yeah.
Like, it really feels like fall outside right now where we are. And, but it is going to warm up.
Well, which.
So that'll be good. So hopefully I can take this sweatshirt off.
Well, because on a walk today, the sweatshirt was too much. But when I walked outside, it felt perfect until you start activating.
Let me guess. You have no shirt on under that.
I don't know why that's a big deal to you.
It's not a big deal. I guess, well, for me, I don't know. Because I often get kind of hot. And so I usually end up having to take off a sweatshirt. But, like, I have a tank on under this. Mm-hmm. And, like, so you can't take that off. The beauty of having a T-shirt on or something underneath it is that you could strip off when need be.
I can still strip off.
That's true.
Matthew McConaughey style.
Oh, my gosh. Bongos not included. Yeah. Okay, so.
Do you want to tell the audience your recent denim purchase?
Oh, my God, guys. Sure, I can. I finally bought maternity jeans. Thank you, Old Navy, for making maternity approachable and not expensive. Because some companies that I've looked at maternity clothes, I'm like, oh, these are so cute. And I'm like, I'm only going to wear this for a short time. I don't want to spend $90 on a pair of shorts. So anyway.
After delivery, you're going to give me those jeans?
I am. I've written your name on the tag.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I wore them to work this week for the very first time. I'm a little more than halfway in the pregnancy. And so I've started to get, because it's my first pregnancy and my doctor, but also everything I've seen, it's taking me a while to really show. And so I'm showing a little bit, but not very much, but enough to where none of my jeans fit. Like, it's either leggings, I have on linen pants today that are very stretchy in the waist, or I finally was like, I got to get some maternity jeans. So I finally got in my warm to work the other day and I showed all the girls and they're all like, oh, awesome. And they're so comfy. They fit great. They're not the ones that have the full panel that covers your belly. It's just like a low band in the front. But anyway, Lee goes, as soon as I showed them to him, I go, look at this band on here. I got these jeans. He goes, oh, that's what I need.
Yeah. That'd be great.
And why would that be? I mean, just straight. You could just get bigger jeans.
I know.
Yeah. What's the point?
What is the point?
I am, you know, there are pluses and minuses to being pregnant at certain times of the year. She's got a piece of scotch tape on the back of her left front leg. She was sending some letters earlier, some packages. Her left front leg.
Excuse me, butter. It's going to feel like a wax job.
Well, don't rip it off of her. Anyway, but I am excited. It's going to be tough being pregnant in the summer because I'm going to be at my biggest and because I'm doing the fall in September. So I'm going to be at my biggest. So it's going to be hot. But secondly, I'm glad so that I can just wear dresses all the time. Because lately I've found that when the weather is warmer, all I want to do is wear dresses. It's just easy breezy.
Summer cover girl.
Summer cover girl. So, but anyway, yeah, I bought maternity jeans. I think they were like $55 in Old Navy, which is still not a giveaway, but way better than what I've seen elsewhere.
So, but you feel the same, different? You're fatigued more?
I get tired in the evenings. I get really tired, like after a work day.
Mm-hmm. Do you sleep more? Sleep less?
I sleep more, but I have to pee at least two times in the middle of the night. As if I've just drank a bottle of water, but I haven't.
You got to be careful with that prostate health.
I ask my doctor about it every time I go in for my latest visit, and she always just kind of looks at me weird. And I say, but is the prostate looking good? She looks over at my husband.
I remember once I got a physical, and a young...
And I swore to never do it again.
A young doctor, lady doctor, she goes, do we need to check your prostate? And I said, no, we do not.
Oh, and I thought you were going to say...
No, I'm good with that. And she's like, okay. So I think she was more weirded out by that than I was, and she was glad I let her
off
the hook.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Oh, yes, several times.
Check it, check it, check it again, I always say. But yeah, no, I'm feeling good, feeling really good now. I was dealing with a lot of sinus and allergy stuff the last couple of weeks, which kind of bummed me out because once I hit the second trimester, I felt so much better. The first trimester was a doozy, like it is for most women. So that kind of bummed me out because I was feeling so good, but I've kind of made a turn on that. I'm not dealing with as much stuff. And so feeling good, exercising a lot, eating well. My current obsession are garden salsa sun chips. Hmm. I could eat a whole family size bag every day. The flavor,
yep.
The crunch.
Yeah, that's your thing.
Obsessed.
Butter was into obsessed these right tomato basil crisps at one time.
How do you know?
Well,
when you went to the store, she said, and pick me up another box.
We got a
share
bag,
them with her.
And she would go nuts for that. It was a different type of enthusiasm for that.
Isn't that funny? Certain things, my dogs like will really want certain things. And then other things, they'll consider a while. Yeah. I just gave my dogs a little bite of strawberry the other day. And they both were like.
Well, let me say this to you. Butter. You were very nice to give her an Ollie and Charlie treat.
A bacon strip.
That gave her the worst breath because she was okay until she ate that, and it was putrid. Because then I went and got a cocktail with Nikita at a place they allowed butter to go to. So
a
we're
patio?
No, it was inside. They let butter in there. Yeah. And we just couldn't sit at the bar, they said. You could sit at a table, which is fine. So we're sitting there, and then a mutual, well, a friend of mine came over and said, "Who's this?" And I said, "It's
Nikita.
Nikita, smell her breath.
Smell her."
And they picked Nikita up and said, "It's awful. What does she drink all the time?"
Oh, my God.
No, they said that Butter's breath was bad. I went, "Yeah, I know. That just happened today."
I wonder if it's just because it was new to her. Maybe it is those treats. Oh, yeah. My dog's breath doesn't smell great, but it doesn't smell horrific.
Well, something was amiss because before she ate it, she rolled on it. And the only thing I ever see dogs roll on is the poopy doops.
You've told that whole story just to get to say poopy doops.
No, but
you?
I'm glad we got here.
Oh my gosh, you're insane. Okay, well, that's good to know. Maybe I should find a new treat for the dogs. My husband bought a bag of dried sweet potato dog treats recently and gave them to the dogs, and they weren't so sure about them. Now they love them if I cut them in half.
Okay.
Dogs are very particular.
Yeah.
Butter has refined taste.
Yeah. So, you want to do questions and comments?
Yeah, let's do it.
See, what do we got there?
Well, my first comment is, I'm jealous that you and Nikita got to go get a drink.
We did.
What day was this?
Yesterday.
Butter, I'm sorry, I embarrassed
you. Her daughter, Sophie, was next door getting her hair done because prom is coming up.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Gorgeous. Okay.
What, did I tell you that my nephew, an eighth grader, went to prom with a junior from high school?
Yes, you did tell us this at work the
other
day.
We're so proud here in the Cruz family.
I mean, to be at an eighth grade, I remember when I was in high school, it was so crazy.
When I was a senior, I could barely get the freshman girl to go with me.
Yeah, to get an eighth, not only for an older girl to ask a younger guy, who, Lord Jesus.
Yeah,
so did he have fun?
I think so. Okay. I don't know. I'll call him and ask.
I saw pictures that your sister-in-law posted. He looked very handsome.
I haven't seen any photos yet.
What, do you not have Facebook? Do you not talk to your sister-in-law?
I never see anything on Facebook.
Are you not friends with them?
Well, I don't go to my private page ever.
Oh, well, that's why.
Ever. I'm on our page.
Well, actually, don't go. She posts some crazy stuff about you. No. Well, okay, so let's see. These are questions submitted by our staff. Always these funny icebreaker talking points. Here's one from Kelly. What dog breed would each of the staff be?
I think, I don't know. Noah Day would be, what, a greyhound?
Long, lithe, fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wants to please.
Right.
You know, because they're trained very well. Mm-hmm. Sure. I would say, you know, there's that whole talk of the golden retriever boyfriend. Just so excited and happy and wants to make you happy all the time.
Kelly? Yeah. Kelly a golden retriever?
I think she is, because Kelly just wants everybody to be happy and stuff and will do anything for that and deserves a lot of love and is so cute. Mm-hmm. I think Kelly would be a female golden retriever.
Nua is a Boston Terrier.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. I just see him as that.
Okay. My friend Stephanie, when we were growing up, had a Boston Terrier named Buffy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was very cute. My dad kept him alive a long time.
Bridget would be a French Bulldog, which is a dog I thought I always
cute
wanted.
Cute and cuddly, but shockingly strong.
Yes.
Sure.
There's a bull in that dog.
Nikita. What's a
French poodle?
Fun, loving, but beautiful. A French poodle. Yeah. Likes things a certain way.
Right.
Looks great doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What about me?
Rottweiler.
Yeah, sure.
No, I don't know. Maybe a collie.
A classic?
Yeah, they're not very good with people.
But they'll rescue you.
But they're supposedly the beautiful dog, you know, that people want to be with.
People admire them.
Until you have one.
And
then you, good God, what a monster this is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about me?
You are one of those mutts that no one really knows what it is.
Got a lot of mange.
Skittish.
Yeah.
No, what would you be?
I don't think I'd be skittish.
Then how do you explain that life-saving maneuver you did behind that car?
Well, I was attacked, but I don't think I'm skittish. But I'm that little dog that walks sideways. When he sort of trots.
You're that dog. Yeah, those viral videos on TikTok of the dog that's shaking its butt, walking down the sidewalk like,
yeah.
You're a dog that's got a song in its heart.
The meme I saw, that dog, he's prancing and he's walking sideways, is when I got the cure for my wife's sore throat.
What?
That's what the dog, he's like walking to the bedroom. He goes, I can't wait to tell my wife what I think the cure is for her sore throat.
Oh, God. Bridget says, favorite form of self-care. This could be anything, because self-care really runs the gambit between, you know, doing a face mask or getting your nails done, something as basic as that, or self-care really, which could be like going to therapy or doing meditation or going on a long walk. My favorite form of self-care really is going on a walk. I find a walk so calming, walking or stretching.
I agree. Even if it makes you a little late, you should go for a walk.
Oh, okay.
You know, my form of self-care, if I'm constipated... Or I'm dehydrated. Salt water.
That you do that for self-care.
Yes, I do that.
Yeah. Don't do that and then go on a long walk far from home.
Yeah.
Because it's almost an immediate reaction for you, isn't it? Don't you say?
Well, it depends on how much you drink. You got to practice. I know my limits.
Of salt water?
Yeah. You drink a big, like two, three big
gulps.
Big gulps of salt water, you're going to be stationed.
Ooh. Where I'm stationed in bathroom one.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Nua says, what are you doing during your free time when you're not with each other at work? Right now, I am taking a lot of advantage of when we have nice weather days. Really taking my dogs for long walks, taking myself on self-care walks. I also told, I think I told you, and it drove me crazy this week, I'm obsessed with decluttering right now. So when I'm at home, if I'm not just doing the normal house stuff, cooking, cleaning, whatever, whatever, hanging out with friends, et cetera, I'm doing a lot of decluttering right now. And I think it's advance of the baby coming, because I haven't bought any nursery stuff or anything yet, but I'm going to start doing that soon. I just really want a clean space. I'm not in that nesting phase yet. I just have a lot of decluttering to do. I have a lot of stuff in storage that I just want to get rid of, be done with, get off my back. So that's what I'm doing a lot of my free time right now, is saving certain things that are sentimental, and also it's hard for me to get rid of anything, but I'm having to have some hard conversations with myself of like, okay, no, I don't need this picture frame that got melted a little bit in storage. Like, I can save the picture, I can throw the frame away. So that's what I'm doing right now. Decluttering, and it feels great.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Planning a diamond heist with Noah Day and Seth Graham.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I've been dog dad for a while.
Yeah, you're pretty much dog dad.
But this is
status. My
last day.
When were you going to share the news?
Well, yeah, I'm going to drop her off in the woods.
She's going back to her mother for a few days. Good. And so what are you going to do with all this newfound free time? Who are you going to say poopy doops to?
I guess myself.
When you wake up, you'll stretch, you'll go to the
look
mirror,
in the mirror and
look
go,
at yourself and go,
would you like a poopy doop?
I'm going to get that salt water. Oh, dear God.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
If you'd like to send us a comment or question, it's ideas@leeandhaley.com.
That's right. Thank you so much. Watch our show. Our home market is Lexington, Kentucky. It airs weekdays at noon on Fox 56. We also air in other markets across the South, so check that out as well on our social media.
And also, there will be some new markets that are coming online. We'll tell you about a little bit later. In the fall, about the same time the baby shows up.
You would do that to me.
I didn't do it.
Rate, review, subscribe this podcast. It really helps our numbers. And then, follow us on socials as well. So thanks so much. We love you. God loves you. Hang in there. Happy Mother's Day.